About 6 minutes after 8 here at DC 101 with the Grease Man. Having a pretty good morning. Reasonably relaxed, reasonably unbalanced this morning. I haven't been too wacky. I've about recovered from the incident that sent me over the edge so long ago. Well, it was back when I was living in Virginia. I was commuting in every day, had a stinking job. I had to take the bus, looking out the window at 395 day in and day out. Well, one day I get on the bus, it's pretty crowded, I take a seat, and I happen to glance up, and I look in the rear view, and I notice the bus driver smiling at me. I can see his eyes dancing with derision, and upon closer inspection, I see that driving the bus was Damien! At first I just froze in my seat, and he just drove. He just drove the bus, every now and then glancing up with those laughing eyes at me in the mirror. I turned to the guy next to me. I said, "Hey, buddy, that guy driving the bus is Damien." He said, "Look, I don't care if his name's Ishka Bibble. Leave me alone. I'm trying to read the paper here." I said, you fool. We're headed to our deaths, and you're doing a crossword puzzle. I turned to the lady next to me. She was a pregnant woman. I said, lady, you're pregnant. You don't want your baby to die in a fiery inferno to hell. That's Damien driving the bus, for crying out loud. We got to do something. She said, señor, no comprendo, señor. No me molesta, por favor. I said, I can't believe this. I ran down the bus to another woman. I said, lady, that's Damien driving the bus. I know that guy's going to kill us all. The woman kind of bundled her bosom and said, Harriet, this is why I don't like taking the bus. You never know, these creeps on this bus here. I said, you people are sick. You people are crazy. Don't you realize this bus is being driven by Damien? Everybody just kind of shrunk back in the seats. They weren't looking at the bus driver like he was crazy. They were looking at me like I was crazy. I knew then that I'd have to leave them to their own fate. They've been warned. They were taking the bus ride to the damned. I started edging my way toward the back of the bus. I knew sooner or later the bus would have to stop. I couldn't leap out right now with the bus going 50 miles an hour down 395, but I knew sooner or later traffic would bottleneck, and when it did, the second it stopped, if I had to, I'd kick out a window, and I'd hit that pavement running. But there was no traffic. We turned on the 395, and there was no traffic! It parted for us like the Red Sea parted for Moses, and Damien just kind of laughed. He laughed, but nobody heard him. I heard it bouncing around in my brain. Somehow, through telepathy, I could hear Damien's laugh in my head and my head only. Trying to get off! You're going to die with all the rest of them! And so, my pleas for people to help me fell on deaf ears. We turned across the Memorial Bridge, and I couldn't believe it. No traffic! No traffic on the Memorial Bridge, for crying out loud! I knew I didn't have much time. I knew by the time we got into 18th Street, there would be traffic. That bus would stop. But it would probably stop because Damien rammed it into something, and we'd all die a fiery death. No way was I going to be a passenger to hell. I managed to get one of the windows open, and I looked out, and thank God there came another bus. I was saying a rosary as fast as I could. Domini Dominguez, Sonny Dominguez, Sonny Donkey, Nobody Donkey, Wonky Donkey. The other bus pulled right alongside of the bus I was riding. I climbed out, leapt out as we were going 45 miles an hour. My hands caught the roof of the other bus, and I climbed onto the roof of the other bus. I leaned down, and with my foot, I opened one of the windows, and I slid inside the other bus. Soaked with sweat, hands a-tremble, I slid into an empty seat and sat there, just shaking. When we got to the first bus stop, the bus driver put the bus in neutral, and he came walking over to me, and he said, "Hey, buddy, huh? Ain't you ever heard of asking for a transfer?"
Yeah, he's crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.